Moscow Culture 5. Exercise 1. Page 93.
Volhonka Street. In Moscow's central administrative district, between Pretrizhensky Embankment and Znamenka Street, there is one of the oldest streets in the city, Volhonka Street. Its history is exciting. During the 14th century, over 600 years ago, the street connected the Kremlin with the village of Semchinskoye. However, up until 1658, the actual name of the street was Chertovskaya. This is because it ended at the border of the city in the Chertoli area. The street was popular among merchants, craftsmen and government officials. During the reign of Ivan the Terrible in the 16th century, royal servants, officials as well as nobles built their houses along that street. During the reign of Alexei Mikhailovich in the 17th century, the street changed its name to Pretistenska. However, local people preferred to call it just Pretistenka. In the 17th century, the noble Prozorovsky, Sheremetev and Yushkov families moved into houses along Pretistenka. In the 18th century, Empress Catherine the Great lived in a wooden palace near the street. Towards the end of the 18th century, the street got its new name. It became Volkhonka Street. There are many landmarks in this 620-metre-long street. Near Pretishkensky Vorota Square stands the Cathedral of Christ the Saviour. You can also find many important museums and galleries in Volkhonka Street. There's the Pushkin State Museum of Fine Arts. There's also the Moscow State Art Gallery of People's Artists of the USSR by Ilya Glazunov. All this makes Volkhonka Street one of the most famous streets in Russia.